Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Baby wedding life thing. Celebrate yourself for keeping the couch warm. It's no easy feat, especially if it's a big couch. Or maybe you just want to celebrate living in 2022 where you can get beer, wine, and spirits delivered from Drizly in under 60 minutes without leaving said couch. So download the Drizly app or go to drizly.com. That's drizly.com. And get your favorite drinks delivered today.
Betty Crocker Cake.
The Ryan Kelly Morning After.
KPNTFM HD2.
Collinsville, St. Louis.
We remember when you doubted us the first time, saying this is it, you've had enough. Cause like we hadn't won a game in 2 weeks when you said you needed space.
What?
Then you came around again and say, Cardinals, you're winners and you're going all the way. Avi, I've known this since opening day. I say, let's do this. We high five, you fist bump, I'm with you.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
You don't even look good when you're singing.
This is the Appliance Discounters 8 o'clock hour. Appliance Discounters, your hometown appliance source for major brands like GE. Welcome back. Douglas Elvin Vaughn in the building. Ken Iggy Strode is in the building. And filling in for Timothy Michael McKernan is Christopher Malcolm Raby.
No, but that'd be...
What's the initial? Let us guess.
I bet it's a W.
Let's, how about a guessing game?
Yeah.
Go give us the first letter, please, bro.
First letter is an M.
M. Michael.
Malcolm.
Malcolm.
I just know.
He said Malcolm.
It is Michael, actually.
Michael.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Well, there
got
you
ID
go.
On me.
All right.
Here's one for you, Iggs. Mount Rushmore of scenes from comedies. I would put the car Sweet Child of Mine scene from Step Brothers up there in my in my Mount Rushmore.
Oh, man. That's Adam Scott really throwing 100 in that one.
Maybe from Tommy Boy when David Spade's caught jacking.
Oh.
Chris Farley walks back in. Who's your favorite R. Rascals? Is it Spanky? Because he was spanking.
Crying out loud.
Hello, world. Welcome to the Bonita Show. I am here at Fat Buddha.
Start over.
Joshua today. I'm with the singer, hip hop artist, Joshua. Joshua, say hi to the world.
What's up, world?
Yeah, world. The three people listening in South County.
What's up?
Doug, you think you should have started over?
I would. If you're taping it and you botch it right at the beginning, you just say, let's start over again. And nobody gets upset by it.
Now you
just do it.
You said the same thing to Earl Weaver back in the.
Yeah, let's start over for the fifth time, Earl.
He didn't like it.
Now, I could have started over yesterday with. Or we could have edited Pepperoncini twice this week when I said...
I did edit it both times.
I said, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I signed off with the wrong radio station.
Twice in a row.
Which I've never done with me and Plowsy, and for some reason I just belted that out.
Well, there. Only radio station.
The last one we were at this, we've only been gone for 8 months.
Yeah, and that station hasn't even crossed my mind in 8 months, and somehow I just belted it out twice this week.
Oh, well.
A good restart. You'll hear Curbs like 3 hours before a game doing the open. Like, okay, let's try that again. Open coming down in 3, 2, and 1.
That's a pretty good imitation.
Or, yeah. Okay. Or Mike Kelly would sports us any morning. All right, this is an interview with Konzo Martin, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
Is that Mike Kelly?
Very dramatic. Yeah. Very dramatic.
Mike Kelly.
Okay, I thought you said John Kelly.
I figure Kerber is probably the longest running blues broadcaster ever in franchise history at this point.
He's probably the longest running broadcaster in St. Louis right now in sports.
Yeah.
With Shannon out.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Time flies, doesn't it?
When did he take over?
He's been there 20-some-odd years.
23 years.
Yeah, even Dan Kelly wasn't there that long.
Yeah. And John Rooney got here in 06.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I just always
because he was at the
Rooney,
White Sox in 05 for their World Series.
06 is when I really start remembering sporting events. That was like the year that started. That was like 7 or 8.
Like the year they got rid of Hagen.
Good luck,
Hagen, right? Got rid of Hagen then?
Cliff Hagen.
Tom Hagen.
The old hook shot Curbs, with the Hawks.
You'll appreciate this, Doug. Curbs came in to speak to, I teach a broadcasting class at Webster University.
Oh.
And Curbs came in to speak, and he's like, okay, now. There's like eight students. He's like, now, how many of you in this room want to be the next Mike Shannon or the next Jack Buck or the next me? And they all raise their hands. He goes, all right, look around. That's going to happen for absolutely none of you. So we're going to need to face some reality here today, fellas. And the whole point was, you know, your first job, you're going to like he was doing sales and marketing and calling the games in Springfield, Massachusetts or whatever. But he's just like, okay, none of you are going to do that.
I basically said the same thing when I talked to Brentwood High School. People, they were in communications and wanted to get into it, and they asked me to come speak. And I said, how many of you just want to be on-air people, be disc jockeys, whatever? And they all raised their hand. I said, learn something else.
See, I don't...
You're not going to get that. You may get that job eventually, but you need to learn how to be a board op. You need to learn how to work in promotions.
Kind of like you,
Well, I never have. I was a producer all those years. You just have to get... Why is it a hijacking? I mean...
I just felt it was right.
All right. But you have to... You're not going to start... By applying for a job as a disc jockey, you have to start somewhere, move your way up. But a lot of people don't think they think I'm just going to be a disc jockey.
Or become a Hall of Famer.
Well, I was a Hall of Famer and I was talking to him. So
when did you go speak to this group?
I don't know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Probably a big appearance fee for that.
No, they just asked me to go and I said, sure. Oh. I mean, there's people over there listening to the show.
He just gave kind of a...
Ghosting them like an OK Cupid Halloween party. John Stamos, full house, get him out of there, baby!
That's just...
I like him.
I love him.
When you asked about the appearance fee, Iggy gave just a... kind of a...
Nominal.
How would I ask for money to go speak to my alma mater?
I remember sitting in broadcasting
class... You don't ask for money for anything.
Broadcasting class, University of Missouri, is like one of the first days, and the teacher walked in and looked around at the class and shook his head and said, boy, there's not a lot of anchor faces in here.
He must not have looked at you, Doug.
In other words, he thinks we're all really ugly.
Yeah, yeah. I did not do the TV side of things at Mizzou. When I got into, like, whatever it is, when you're a junior or a senior, the very intense class where you're reporting on the news every night at KOMU, I had a radio focus, and there were some...
At KBIA.
At KBIA.
Mm-hmm.
There were some, which was... It was perfect. There were some very... Tony Romo's wife was in my class, Candace Crawford.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever date her?
What's that?
Did you ever date her?
Did I date her? No, I didn't. Did you?
I didn't go to Mizzou, so I wouldn't.
You're damn right.
If I went to Mizzou, I'd have probably had her.
You know, the whole Tridel sorority, I'm sure.
You probably just turned them all down. But, I mean, when you're a show pony like me, you go straight for public radio.
Where the money is.
At least I didn't have to bring the camera to the city council meeting.
That's the truth. Hey, Leather, Curbs talking to college kids as a top-notch broadcaster is not all the same as you giving a pep talk down at Brentwood, you hijacker. That's from Big Tuft.
Well, it was kind of the same
similar
thing.
But the thing that I think I try to get the students to do over the course of the semester is whatever you want to do, just like do it. Like if you're going to start a podcast, you need to do it. Like I've got to say, Iggy.
Yeah, we don't have enough of those around.
I'm a little, well, it doesn't matter. If you're in college, you're trying to start and get better at something. You have to do it every day. Even if no one's listening, you know, you've got to, it's cliche, but practice play-by-play in the tape recorder. You've got to write.
Well, you can do that without doing a podcast. I mean, Randy Carricker used to do it. Every Cardinal game was a Cam Wex. He would go up into that open booth.
I do that, yeah.
And he would do play-by-play of every game on a tape in a tape recorder.
Actually, the last one that I did... which I guess was 2019 So before COVID, end of the regular season, Sunday game against the Brewers, Ryan Braun hit a grand slam. Cardinals would have swept the series and been up like four games in the division, but instead they lost Sunday, had like a one-game lead. It was right before they went out to Chicago and whooped on the Cubs. But that's for a practice game or for something that I use now on my demo is good because it's not a Cardinals highlight call, you know?
Right.
So it's kind of a different sound. And I do it for the fans, not the money. So
yeah, we all know that.
Right.
Rabe, you're getting a lot of praise on this on your Kerber impression. People are
yeah. People
thank are you very much. I don't know why all us hockey media sound like we're Canadian, eh?
I had a professor at SIUE in Mass Comm who told a girl who was trying to be on air, she gets an A for effort, but an F for makeup. She didn't last much longer after
that's
that.
That's brutal.
That's from Al in Dave.
Say that nowadays, and he wouldn't have a job.
Sounds like right. Something Ken would say.
No. Sounds like a tall tale, a feeble attempt by the nose lister and the one-up rabie. Also, Joey Zanaboni sucks. That's from Brian Henschel.
How was I upstaging rabie? We were talking about a Chris Kerber speaking.
Well, then you did the face again.
Call in, Henschel.
Huh? Yeah, but I wouldn't be upstaging rabie.
No,
never.
Unless your whole purpose was to talk about Chris Kerber. I don't know how I'm upstaging rabie.
He's
when it was a Chris Kerber story. My God,
you think
I'm really excited about that? I went to Brentwood. I'm cool. I went to Brentwood. And
nah,
spoke.
It's just another.
It's an inner suburb
line item.
I agreed with Kerber. People just want to get into the top job.
You could argue that it's Central Corridor in an inner suburb.
Yeah.
And very prestigious.
Does anyone think that not enough was made over Plowboy saying he's in the Western Illinois Hall of Fame?
He is.
I think Joe Roderick is too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they
work.
Were like a
I
Roderick
with
won
both
like broadcaster of the year at Western Illinois.
I work with both of them. So I'm not going to poo-poo anything, but
he's got a nice ponytail.
Oh well, Iggs, please finish that thought.
Yeah, keep going.
No, I don't. I'd like to see some accomplishments.
Actions speak louder than
well,
you know.
So you want to see more accomplished, but the Plowboy's been on the radio for 8-9 years.
How many yogurts did he take down before those White Castles?
A lot.
Too many.
You ever see Roderick, how fast he can drive to get to a studio for free food here?
Is that not an accomplishment,
yeah.
Iggy?
Mario Andretti couldn't do that.
I was in it like 20-plus years before I...
Well, if you were going to talk, like, what would be an accomplishment you could have? Like a Marconi Award?
Well, I don't
sometimes
know. Plowsies, there aren't many people that are
hanging on for dear life.
Late 20s when he went in, that they're in Hall of Fames in the late 20s.
Perhaps
that have been a board op for 5 years.
At Western Illinois that actually got jobs in the business.
Well, that could be it. Roderick, I mean.
Jobs. St. Louis is considered, when you're in Macomb, Illinois, St. Louis would be a big market.
Yeah, top 30, right?
Yeah, 23rd.
Yeah. I'm not poo-pooing anything.
Jordan.
But.
I'm just looking for the accolades. Where the
well, give achievements. Give us your CV, just kind of in a nutshell. Were these students intimidated by?
They didn't know who I was.
Did you wear the Hall of Fame jacket when you're on property?
A
do
crest.
You get to?
There's a crest.
Do you get to wear the blazer?
I should have worn my medal in today for you. No, it's just what a medal and a little ribbon. Pretty heavy thing.
Oh, you got a Hall of Fame medal? Ribbon?
I think they got him because I said something on the radio.
Does it have like a running shoe with a wing on the back of it? Because I think that they sell those at Party City.
It's one of those things that, I don't know what it is, a book and a feather or something. What's that emblem?
A quill and...
Something like that.
Quill and scroll.
I don't know. But
because Brett was around in the 1600s.
But when I found out I was getting inducted, I looked back at some of the other ceremonies.
Sure.
And they got like a ribbon. I said, Hall of Fame. And I said, that's all you get? I said, you would think there'd be a plaque or a medal or something, a ring?
Bust. Probably a bust.
It's a little ribbon.
I
and this was the, when I went in, it was the first year they gave out
cash
these
payment.
They gave out these big medals. So maybe they were listening and said, we got to get something.
I envision you getting inducted kind of like the scene with where Joe Pesci in Goodfellas thinks he's going to be a made man.
And then pop.
They take you and then strangle you with the medal instead of inducting you.
No, I was kind of a little stand up that night, too.
Doug, what have you done with your Emmys? Where are those today?
They're in a box for a while. And
is that something when you move you have to question if you're going to bring it or not?
It a while.
How much did the station have to pay for me to get nominated for this?
Yeah. Now the reporter, at least for a while, the reporters had to start paying. So that was the end of my.
That was the end of your
Emmy. Haven't entered anything in 15 years.
I've got a nice little stack of Murrow Awards, nice little stack of plaques that I don't actually have. They're at KMOX, but got my name on them.
There you go.
So there, Strode.
They should give them to you.
I guess I didn't win the St. Louis Magazine thing.
What? No, I don't believe so.
I didn't get anything in the mail. Normally they send you something.
Oh.
And that's where if you win, they want you to put it, like the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame, you got to put a table of, table of 10 together and pay you to come come pick up your thing.
But you've got a ribbon with a quill and ink on it.
It's not a ribbon. It's a medal.
From the Quill and Scroll Society.
It's almost like an Olympic medal.
You know, I heard Joseph Gordon-Levitt on Howard Stern, and he said that during Lincoln, when they were filming, if Daniel Day-Lewis like wanted to like communicate with him, like, he wouldn't send a text, obviously. He would write on, like, burnt parchment in, like, this handwriting that he learned as Lincoln and then deliver the, like, seal it with wax and have the letter delivered to Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That's a little much.
DDL,
Spielberg had to call him Mr. President.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
for Last of the Mohicans, he lived by a river for a year and then also, like, tried helping them build the cabin that they... that they built for the movie, and they were like, "Hey, Daniel, can you get the hell out of here? You don't know what you're doing."
Yeah, really.
Is he like a cobbler in Italy?
And after Last of the Mohicans, he moved to Italy and became a cobbler for 3 or 4 years. Like, completely left the business, and then came back to do gangs in
New
York.
To fix a shoe.
He said that's what he's gonna do. He's retired now. He's not doing any more movies.
The guy that we like,
he's just the best, but he's also like the best actor ever.
Like my roommate from Mizzou junior year, just turned real hipster after school and like only owned 2 shirts and moved to New York with his 2 shirts and to like work in like a candle factory in Brooklyn or something. It's
it's
a little too much. Yeah.
Oh, look at this test. Iggy is kind of the Joe Pesci of morning HD2 radio producers. Spiders don't stand a chance. This thing ain't going to take care of itself. That's from Flip Wilson. That's a hell of a reference right there, Flip.
Spider, man.
Spidery shot in the foot.
That was one of the first audio
postcards. Dance, spider.
Michael Imperioli.
Yeah.
One of the first audio postcards was what?
I thought that was, this thing ain't going to take care of itself.
It was a double reference. Yeah.
Pointing to his erection in the Maryland Heights apartment. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And there was a spider, but then he said, Goodfellas, that thought he was talking about.
No, it was a double reference.
Michael Imperioli.
I said it was one of the first audio postcards.
That was a really, really, really strong text.
You know, I'm rewatching.
That was a great text.
I'm rewatching NYPD Blue because I haven't seen it since it started, and it's on.
All right,
it's on Hulu, so I'm watching it.
Well, sure.
God, some of the guest stars in this thing. Michael Imperioli was in an episode I saw the other day.
Was this before or after?
Who else?
Before. The girl that was on Darman Greg, who I've interviewed before.
We all know her.
Jenna Elfman.
What?
Yeah.
So.
God, who else?
Heavy hitters.
Joe Pantoliano.
Joey Pants.
Yeah.
Ralphie.
That is amazing.
Didn't Dennis Franz wear the short sleeve dress shirts with the clip on tie?
Yeah, like Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
You're a big clip on tie guy, Doug.
I think they should all be clip on.
Get out of here.
Why not?
How do you get a nice half Windsor and a clip on?
What's the bonus of having necktie material under your shirt that you don't see anyway?
It's the material.
Is it some sort of badge of honor?
It's not that material. It's the knot.
It's a knot.
You can get the same material on a good.
No. You can't get a good knot clip on.
Sure, you can.
If you wear a clip,
they're making them wrong because it is possible.
Clip on bow ties all day.
Take a knee, everybody out there. I'm going to talk to the regular people, and I'm going to try to talk as blue collar as I can.
Okay, that's hard for you.
All right. The reason that you can't wear a clip on bow tie, especially at a wedding, is because you'll look back at those photos and hate yourself for the rest of your life.
You won't notice.
What am I, a farmer? Learn to tie a bow tie. You can do it on YouTube in 5 minutes and just get a little less poor.
All right, not a clip-on, but I'm a big fan of the wingtip tuxedo shirt. Then you have to get not the clip-on, but you have to get the tie that goes around the wingtip collar and clips.
That's like a catering uniform.
No, I like the wingtip.
Do you?
Your clothes do have kind of a vintage feel, though, to them.
I like vintage clothing. I wish I'd bring back the bell bottoms and the platform shoes.
You could pull that off really easy.
Why don't you just buy some and wear them, bring them back?
I would if I could find a shop that actually sold some.
I bought Jackson a couple vintage T-shirts.
He did.
I'm on a vintage T-shirt kick. I've got a Mizzou one for you too. Mizzou basketball.
I like concert. This guy.
I've got a What's the name of the ugly, scary-looking dude from The Cure?
Yeah, Michael.
Robert Smith.
Mike, or Robert Smith.
I told you that I got you a...
Oh, I thought... You told me that?
Scary-looking dude.
I thought it was the Illsider that had it. Or no, I thought it was Steve from Ballpark Village that had it.
I've got it for you.
Oh, it was you in that... You
ordered
played with us that day,
Beaver
right?
Shirts.
So when, why didn't you bring it today?
I just told you I forgot it.
Oh. I had a ward while I pitched.
Doug, here's Robert Smith for you.
Oh, God. What happened to him?
He kind of, if I remember correctly, looks like if a woman was dressing up as Marilyn Manson for Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, was he in an accident of some kind?
And Iggy, that's your man
kind of bloated?
Yeah, I like to hang out with him.
Oh, Lord.
Looks like a cool
He's
dude.
He's like, don't people taste good?
You got to hang the bow tie around your neck once you're a little lubed up. That's
yes.
From Tervis Parrish.
Yes, you look like you're on a casino billboard, yeah. Like rolling craps, high-fiving.
I don't know. I think it's fine to learn how to tie a bow tie. It's great. And, it's a nice skill to have, but I don't think it's necessarily
Well, you want to know my other move?
What?
Suspenders. I'm off belts with a suit.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
I like that.
Keeps my pants up. I always have a bad tuck. A belt is too clunky, and...
You're not used to it at this point in your life, wearing a belt?
The suspenders are better. Like, if you see a guy in a really, really nice suit, like an NHL player walking into the arena, do they have a big belt on?
No, you have a dress belt on.
No, they don't have a belt.
I just think that was stupid with the loops and no belt.
You've got the tailored pants, yeah, but suspenders, because then if you're at a wedding, for instance, you take the jacket off, big point of conversation. You can snap the suspenders, do that move on the dance floor.
Oh, it's a look at me move. It's a look at me move.
Well, it's
and
function.
I've also seen NHL players walk into the arenas with the pants halfway up their leg, too, and no
high
socks.
Tides.
They look like Pee Wee Herman.
And
not
the
going
hats,
for that look.
The hats, like, up on the very top. I don't know how Tyler Bozak keeps those hats on his head.
The ski cap?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't...
It's an arc.
The suit, it's a hockey thing that I guess I don't understand.
If you need some
I don't fit into those.
If you need some kind of talking piece or something to... Some kind of paraphernalia to get you late at a wedding, there's something wrong with your game.
Oh.
You
when did I
it.
Say that
it's
I
from
needed
the basket.
You said, well, it's a talking piece, and you go up, hey, snap the suspenders, people look, I'm going to talk.
Well, not all
you don't
of
need,
no,
you
just,
don't,
just on like the you. Dance floor.
You don't need that at a wedding. Wedding is so easy to get laid.
Haven't you, like, not gone to your last couple of weddings you've been invited to because you got ditched at the last moment?
Ugh.
The last one, yeah. And I no longer talk
very
to
open
that
with my sexuality.
If you had suspenders.
I no longer talk to that girl.
Ooh, that's her loss.
It is her loss.
You said you had a two-strike rule, huh?
Well,
look at Gibson over here painting the corners.
It was a lot of strikes with her because we were supposed to be really good friends, but it seemed like every time we did something, I made the phone call.
This is getting sad.
Ugh. You want to go have drinks? Yeah.
Well,
dinner? You want to come over for dinner? Yeah. But would you ever call me and say, do you want to go out? No.
Feel confident going to the wedding alone. Slap on some suspenders, just a basic dark suit, white shirt, black skinny tie. You'll be in business, Ken.
No, because I really, other
I'm
than.
I'm wearing white belts, so I'm more of a high class style guy. Yeah.
Well, I could say, I mean, the wedding was Sarah Astapari, who I'm very good friends with, work at 590. But other than that, I don't know anybody in her family other than her father. I don't know any of her friends. So, I mean, I'd have been there knowing no one.
You would have been a wedding crasher. Would have been great.
And she stood you up, did she?
Well, Sarah, no, she was getting married.
Oh.
I couldn't ask her to her own wedding.
Oh, I thought she stood you up.
If anyone could, it'd be you.
Although I thought about it.
Who was this girl that stood you up, of all people?
No, I'm sure you all know who she is. I'll tell you at the break.
Oh,
was it
teasing?
Was it either your neighbor or the married chick?
No.
Oh God.
No, it's somebody I used to work with.
All right, fair enough.
Roderick.
Yeah, he turned
Joe
me
Roderick?
Down.
Joe Roderick.
Yeah,
you did share a room with him one
Rocky.
Back when he had breast.
Someone texted in when Roderick had boobs, he could really take down a Crave case. Oh, man. This is the appliance discounters. 8 o'clock
woman
hour.
Asked if you were homeless or tried to give you change outside of Jupiter McDonald's, and you said, I'm getting in this $50,000 truck, sweetie.
Well, I mean, I just come from the ballpark. I think that was the day that it was.
I've got a big
horse
on my shirt.
We were at the ballpark. We were on our way to Lauderdale, I think. I don't remember. I didn't look like a mess.
This is from TJ Maxx, the soup kitchen of department stores.
Mm-hmm. I don't shop at TJ Maxx. I went to the mall yesterday.
Oh, did you? Which mall?
I got to tell you something. I don't know what is going on here.
Which mall were you at?
I went to West County Mall.
All right.
I've never seen so many good-looking women in my life.
Oh, really?
You should go to Lifetime Fitness.
Oh, my God. And nobody wears clothes anymore.
They weren't wearing clothes?
I mean, everybody with
Was this a fever dream?
Shorts with half their ass hanging out. I mean, shirts that came up to barely covering the boobs. I mean, all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, sounds like you were at Nordstrom.
In the butt. I had to go and take a shower.
Did you meet some young ladies?
No, I was just there.
Old ladies.
I was there shopping. But no matter where I went.
You hit the, what, last act track?
I went to Macy's. I didn't hit the last act because they're not taking care of it anymore. There's clothes strewn all over the place.
Well, it's kind of like a last go round for the garments.
But it used to be, at least it was fairly cleaned up. I could go down, oh, here's the shirt rack, and you got small, medium, large, XL.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got shirts thrown on the floor.
Size?
They're all over the place. I'm like, well, this is a nice one. It's in the mediums. This is a quadruple XL.
That's kind of what you wear.
Oh, yeah.
So I just
you've been known to go a little blousy.
Not anymore. I wear kind of this is a medium.
You've been working out, you said?
No, I just do notice when people make fun of my shirts. I look on the golf course. It looks like I'm wearing a dress, so I've stopped with the larges and I'm going with mediums. But
what did you pick up yesterday? What kind of sartorial editions?
I didn't buy anything.
You just go to browse?
Yeah, I just had some time to kill. I said I got nothing to do. I'm gonna go shopping, see if I can find a nice pair of pants. I really didn't see anything I wanted.
This is the Appliance Discounters 8 o'clock hour. Appliance Discounters, your hometown source for major brands like GE. Let's hear a little bit more about the fine folks over at Appliance Discounters.
Sure, I'd like to.
If you are in need of an appliance right away, you won't wait weeks at Appliance Discounters. They have an 80,000 square foot warehouse filled with GE appliances along with other brands. You can't wait weeks when your refrigerator, washer, or dryer go out. So come into one of their showrooms today, and they'll deliver tomorrow. If you're building or remodeling your home and don't need your appliances right away, they can hold them for you. And remember, you can always shop online at theappliancediscounters.com.
That's Appliance Discounters. And we got an app contest, Chris. We've got your chance to win not one, but two of Budweiser's limited edition Ueno and Yachty cans.
I entered.
Beautiful, baby. Signed by Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina. Keep one for yourself and give one to your own best bud with these cans honoring the Cardinals battery in their 17th and final season. Together, you got to be 21 or over to enter. No purchase necessary. Get entered to win the pair of autographed limited edition Ueno and Yadier Budweiser cans now, either at TMA STL or the TMA mobile app, courtesy of Budweiser. And cheers to these legendary best buds. All right, it is Friday. That means it's time for the drops. Doug, it's time for the drops
of the week.
Of the week.
Okay, go ahead and hit
the Iggy's drops of the week.
Stop that with the tongue.
Isn't it hard?
Hi, I'm Jay Randolph. What's your name?
Angry wants a pick.
Of what?
Of Mesfin.
I heard the story 9,000 times.
Like a little show pony.
Microisms or microbottoms or whatever the hell you call it.
Microbottoms?
Oh, yeah. Get in there.
Stink wrinkle.
Oh, yeah. Couple knuckles. Wow. Yeah, there you go.
Nanu, nanu, come on down. We're ready now.
$50 says a kid's going to eat it.
Hentais?
Uh-huh.
The fake tattoos?
Yeah.
Boy slut, tramp stamp.
Wish I'd have bought two or three of them. Well, I wish I would have taken two or three of them.
First name is Holden. Last name is Doug's Tool.
Release that stuff.
Might get it on the patron next to you.
When his wife, Allie, and an expert field dresser...
Oh, it's going to hurt. I mean, just from head to toe, just mud.
It's from Beer Cat.
You can stay silent.
He's no longer responding to the beer can.
And he hacked the snake to pieces. But there's something more to the story. 2-1 pitch. Whoa, ball three, 3-1.
David got nailed by Dick Vermeil the year before.
Sack.
Bam, gerbil.
That was Iggy's Drops of the Week.
Nicely done.
Iggy's. Some of it appeared to be taken out of context.
I don't know what you could be talking about.
Is it Iggy, you got back in the lab? With Plus
no,
going?
Jackson probably did.
Oh yeah! A couple knuckles. Wow. Yeah, there you go.
Sad.
We still call him Iggy's Drops of the Week, but he doesn't do them anymore, does he?
We might get Marty to change it up. Maybe the Plowsy's Drops of the Week.
Okay.
I listened the other day on TMA All Day, was one that I made.
Oh, was it? Oh, the Drops of the Week that you concocted?
Yeah, it's fun, and I think Ken's name needs Tremaine on them, and... It should say Iggy's of the week.
I can just see Iggy strolling through the mall, sporting his sweatpants and a roaring 1920s erection. That's from Manupo Eligible.
Do you pull up to the parking lot in a Stutz Bearcat by any chance?
I just went straight from here. I don't...
Oh, so you went Macy's. Where else did you hit?
Macy's. I went to Nordstrom's.
Get a pretzel.
Nordstrom. There's no S.
Went into
JCPenney.
No, I went to Dick's. A lot of times I'll have golf stuff on sale. I'm going to see if they have any golf shirts. I got lost. I mean, Dick's is like third elevator up or third escalator up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I came out of there. Where the hell am I?
Well, I haven't been to the West County Mall in a long time.
I've never been that far down the mall to Dick's.
I go, they've got a, I get sneakers there at Soul Cave.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, this, I haven't been, I've only been there once, and that's been there for a year or so, right?
This is going to be, this is going to be very relatable. So you may want to change the channel real quick, Pores.
Oh, no.
When I took a tour of, that's right, Barcelona's
Buckingham
stadium,
Palace.
Camp Nou.
Camp Nou.
Their
biggest
gift,
stadium in Europe, I
their
think.
Their gift
Wembley,
shop
actually.
In the stadium is the size of a Macy's.
Really?
It is packed, they said, every day all year. I think PSG, when they signed Messi, didn't they pay for the first year of his contract in 24 hours and apparel sold, I think.
Really? I never heard that, really? That makes sense. I mean,
why don't we own a soccer club, Doug?
Well, because they don't like soccer here as much as they do over there.
Right, they eat it up over
but
there.
I wanna,
it's like, do they have any other sports?
Yeah.
I know they play
F1.
Basketball.
Spain. F1. Spain is really into basketball.
They certainly don't play
cricket.
American football. They don't play American baseball. They don't play hockey.
What do you think by amount of participation globally... Are the most popular sports in the world soccer, then cricket?
Yeah, and then basketball.
No,
well, where else do they play cricket? India and where else?
Well, India, when you say India, that's like, you're looking
Asia.
At a billion people.
It's mostly mostly Caribbean cities.
The whole world plays basketball.
The West Indies.
The two most popular, the three most popular sports in the world are soccer, cricket, and basketball.
Because I thought I saw something that like
bowling's
out of the most famous athletes.
I'm serious. Bowling is. I guarantee you bowling's in the top three of participation
sports.
Bro.
All right, here we go.
There's never anybody at the lanes rolling rocks.
There's always somebody bowling somewhere.
You quit the game.
Well, then it may have gone down. But it used to be in the top three of participation
bowling
sports.
Bowling lost some of its luster when you retired.
With soccer. It was always soccer, bowling, and I don't know what the third one was.
The Holy Trinity. Soccer, bowling, and darts.
I got the top 10 ranked most popular sports in the world.
Based on
I'm saying participation sports.
Well, how are they going to quantify that?
People that do it on an every, or at least somebody does it on an everyday basis. That doesn't mean bowling is very popular among people watching sports. I mean, you got to find participation sports.
Yeah, how are we quantifying popular? Is it television ratings or people going to games? People playing?
Growing the game.
Growing the game by taking more money.
10 most popular sports by participation.
By people actually playing. Not just professional, but everybody playing.
That's going to be impossible to find. 10 is golf. 9 is baseball. 8 is cricket. 7 is table tennis. This thing is so
What website are you on?
6 is regular tennis. 5 is basketball.
Don't tell me you're on realbuzz.com.
4 is volleyball. 3 is field hockey. 2 is badminton. And 1 is soccer.
Field hockey.
Okay, that
right there is just a trash.
Who plays
badminton?
Field hockey.
I'm telling you.
Field hockey?
That's a bad.
Bowling is
ping pong?
That's a bad list.
Badminton, again, is something big in India.
Okay, right. this says football, soccer 1, cricket 2, hockey 3, which I could believe. All over the world,
know.
They play hockey.
No, they don't.
I have the same list that says soccer, cricket, basketball, field hockey, tennis, volleyball, table tennis, baseball, rugby, golf.
They play hockey anywhere south of the equator? Anywhere?
No.
Australia?
It's soccer. The three most popular sports in the world are soccer, cricket, and basketball. They play those in every
country.
Were
you just on realbuzz.com?
I'm talking participation. Maybe.
But how would you quantify that? They don't take a ticker with every bowling
lane. I think that if you do it at least once a year, if you go do this once a year.
But bowling is, I think the majority of people that go bowling casually are not doing it for sport.
Yeah.
They're doing it for the reasons why you got angry and quit bowling.
I don't know what you would call it, though. The
Hanging
most popular
out.
Recreations?
Yeah, I don't. But
like,
I just,
do you consider playing pool a sport? Or when somebody hops on the Cruisin' USA at the bowling alley in the arcade, is that a sport?
Well, I think bowling's considered a sport.
I think bowling counts.
Bowling's a sport.
But I'm saying it's different than, like, soccer, I think.
Around here.
Yeah, but I mean kids a lot of kids, I mean, play soccer as youth. That's participating.
I guess cricket is...
I'm not saying professionally,
there's
but...
There's some barriers to playing, right? You need a lot of people, a lot of time, and a lot of equipment.
Well, cricket?
Yeah.
If you just say, let's just say, most popular participation sports in the United States, cricket wouldn't be in the top 100.
No, right. I've never seen worldwide playing cricket.
So ever. If you talk, I played it in Bermuda, and that was huge in Bermuda. That and soccer. That's pretty much it.
Seen people playing polo, but not cricket.
But if you do U.S., United States participation, I guarantee you bowling's in the top three.
Doug, why don't
I've looked at so many lists, and bowling isn't even in the top 10.
Are you doing United States?
I've looked all and every 10 most popular sports in America.
Are you on StadiumFreak.com?
Just for the raw numbers of people doing it, I would think bowling would be up there, along with baseball slash softball,
swimming?
Basketball.
See, if it's swimming, I don't think
it's a sport. Is running considered
swimming
a sport?
Swimming isn't a sport?
Well, are you going to consider kids that go to the pool every day and jump around? Okay, that's just swimming. It counts.
What if you took down the Brentwood Swim Club meet? If you were on podium.
I've won meets, and I've won diving contests.
What was your signature dive?
It was team competition, so Brentwood Swim Club won. So I didn't...
All right, I got the most popular sports by participation in the world...
I don't want world. I want United States because you're going to get cricket
we
in there.
We started with world.
You're going to get these
table
rugby. You're going to get these.
China
you're going to get play. China and Asia and India in there, which is 3/4 of the population. Sure, you're going to have cricket in there.
Looks like football, basketball, baseball, soccer, ice hockey are the top five.
In the U.S.?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, bowling's in there somewhere. I don't know what list you're looking at.
Now, you guaranteed us, right?
Well, I'll find a list that's got
so,
the top
3. 0-1 on the day. Looks like Geppetto is coming out with his jugs.
Well, I guess United States Bowling Congress lies to me because they say every year.
Bowling Congress?
United States yeah. Bowling Association. Well, it's Bowling Congress. It used to be the ABC, American Bowling Congress. Now it's United States Bowling Congress. That says... Bowling continues to grow and is one of the top 3 participation sports in the country.
That's just big bowling.
Could be.
Trying to grease you up. No
Could
pun
be.
Intended.
I didn't go look it up. I don't really
trying
care.
Trying to oil you up.
I just go by what,
care just a
what,
little.
What the
Elon,
governing body
Elon
of bowling
Brunswick.
Tells
you. Yeah, Elon Brunswick.
I remember walking around Dogtown as a lad trying to get kids together to play a pickup game of bowling. That's from Glumpy Triple X. Yeah. Bowling is not a sport. It's a hobby. And for fats and the unathletic, that's
I
from
think
Ray
it's
King.
Sport.
It's a hobby.
It's a
My
sport.
Ass.
It's a sport.
But you think of the tens of millions of high school age and above kids playing basketball at some level,
yeah.
or
me this morning,
softball, baseball,
cord.
Right?
I mean, every night you go out in St. Louis somewhere, go to Forest Park, you're going to have hundreds of people playing softball.
100%, yeah.
Yeah,
and
at least
just here,
I would think that at least 90% of every family in the United States, somebody in their family at some point goes and bowls.
Okay, that's
probably
that's
so.
Just
that's participation.
Right, but if you go to Lindenwood on any weekend in the summer, there's going to be 400 or 500 kids playing basketball there.
Like, right, and if you go to every bowling center on a Wednesday, they're all filled with leagues. That's about 20,000 people.
Your problem is, out of those families, I guarantee you 100% of them have played soccer, basketball, and baseball.
All right. So wouldn't bowling at least be in the top 10? They're all doing the same sports.
You also got to be careful saying I guarantee and then just making up baseless
well,
statistics.
If I'm going by the USBC, I'm guarantee the USBC has them in the top 3. How about that?
Well, they have been known to have some lobbyists who can
well, look, the
split
USBC,
a tough issue.
I'll agree the USBC sucks. It's a terrible
we've
organization.
We've always kind of been weary of their politics, yeah. their
hey,
agenda.
Hey, guys, I don't really care about where bowling ranks as a participation sport, but we're going to spend the whole segment talking about it.
Why don't you
well, we're trying to find a list
in stopping listening?
We're trying to find a list.
Gerbil stuffing is the fourth most popular sport by participation
I don't
in America.
Think so.
From TJ, I'm sorry.
I don't think
yeah,
so.
The way to, fifth most popular is comedy. Comedy is hard.
Did you ever get a post-tournament debrief from Wellington on how his stay at Dotem's abode was?
No, we did not.
No. I think Tim was off, so we didn't recap it the next week.
Oh. He said that there was a cold plunge pool and
Maybe
a hot tub.
To call in.
I don't want a cold plunge pool. I'm not interested in that at all.
So
the last thing I want to do is jump into a cold. I know right. it's supposed to be good for you.
Any guys ever done cryo?
No.
Cryotherapy?
Cryo. I got another list saying the exact. The ice hockey 5, soccer 4, baseball 3, basketball
okay, well,
2, American football 1.
American football is the biggest participation sport.
No, I don't believe that either.
What about swapping out a wiffle ball for a hard ball when some neighborhood kids are having a catch? Where does that rank?
After I strike out at the bar, I go to the local rolling hole to pick up toothless Hoosier women working the griddle.
The rolling hole.
I shave my balls for this. Oh. I don't care, but I'm going to argue for bowling for the next hour. It's from Michael Frank's Love.
Isn't post-COVID the concept of bowling kind of disgusting?
Yeah. Well, it's putting your hands in the ball and then reaching for some toasted ravs right afterwards and then repeating and that motion.
And your feet in rented bowling shoes.
Yeah.
People have been doing it for 100 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's
not.
And
you don't hear a lot of people dying.
There's a lot of
bowling-related injuries.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that seems really gross post-COVID, like blowing out birthday candles on a cake, going to a water park.
That was gross before COVID.
A ball pit at or a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. That was also gross before COVID.
Not having a ball washer anywhere, so you just stick your golf ball in your mouth and swish it around and then wipe it off.
Well, who does that?
Oh, I've seen that.
Swish it around?
Yeah, you do. And then never spit it out and then wash it off.
With dirt on
You've
it?
Never yeah. seen that.
I have seen it.
Who did it?
I'm not going to say.
People are cleaning the golf balls by putting them in their mouths?
Yeah. And can you make the noise again so we can verify?
Oh.
Yes, I'm a gentleman. I prefer a man to rub me down.
Oh, come on, Joe.
No one has ever done that. Maybe spit on it, but...
Some of it just kind of helps you build up an immunity when you're actually out and around other human beings.
I'm the oldest of five kids. That's why I'm flu-free since 98.
Enough. Probably so.
That's funny. You got to stop doing that.
Cletus spits on his hands as he approaches the green.
He was swishing coffee around like he's at the dentist office waiting for someone to hear it. I heard it all the time.
I was washing my bowl.
Iggy's really been cracking himself up today. Yeah. He had the whole meme issue.
The meme story.
Did you watch it?
They called you pockets.
I was laughing at
the Irish.
I was laughing at my.
It's a kitty cat.
No, I was laughing at my DraftKings team.
Iggs, here you go. We got. Here's someone sent in a screenshot. More than 67 million people in the United States bowl during a year.
All right, well, that's.
That's a lot.
You would think that would finish in the top 10 of participation sports.
There's just not that many lists.
Million people doing.
Million different people.
The screenshot says more than 67 million people in the United States bowl during a year.
Because that would be almost one in five.
It is an inclusive activity.
More than 1.2 million compete regularly in league play, certified by the USBC.
Yeah, that I could believe.
A charity that I do a lot of work for and host their events, shout out to Easter Seals Midwest, they made the change this year from their summer golf tournament, which is always a great event, but at Meadowbrook in the summer. And they changed it to an evening at Topgolf. A lot more people came.
Yeah.
Families came. Wives came with their husbands. Husbands who didn't golf came with their wives or whatever. And we had the event and 2 hours of Topgolf where there was a competition against everyone. And I don't know. I feel like for some organizations, maybe that's a way to include more people because – You always say, Iggy, that your bowling tickets sell out for your event, but it's the fact that there's inclusion. We know you're not allowed to go to a golf tournament. You're not playing in and hang out. That was well established. Don't eat our donuts. Don't come up here and drink our beer. Right. But a bowling alley or Topgolf, that's an inclusive place where people can go and hang out and be part of the event.
Topgolf is
really. Did you have the whole place?
The whole upstairs. Yeah.
Yeah, if you can rent out the whole place and. It fits because they're booked up so far in advance.
And then they've got 3 or 4 rooms that they turned into the big room with the silent auction items, which this is hosted by one of the Blues ownership husband and wife, Judy and Jerry Kent. And I got up there and I said, yeah, Judy's actually my boss, one of the owners of the Blues. In case you don't know, I'm Chris Raby. I drive the blimp around that drops Great Clips coupons into the crowd.
That's right.
Shot.
Dead silent.
No,
and there's hundreds of people there, and then I hear a free dotum from the back. So whoever that was.
He got it.
I heard you.
They're really onto something with Top Golf.
Yeah.
Everybody loves that. You don't have to be a golfer, and you still get excited to go. Have a drink, have appetizers. Hit a couple shots, laugh about it, and it doesn't take you 6 hours to get through it.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
hey guys, post COVID, you never see people shove golf balls in their mouth on the golf course anymore and swish it around with spit and mud. Stop it! It's quite obvious that someone is being lied to.
No,
that's
I've seen
from
it.
Big Tough.
So a former professional athlete told me that he was offered the opportunity to invest in a Topgolf in a city that was opening, and they needed five people to put up $1 million each. That's how you franchise a Topgolf, I guess, or used to.
Yeah.
He didn't do it. The five guys, including a buddy of his, did. He said within 10 months, they all had their initial $1 million back. And now the money they make on the food and beverage every month is just, you know, it's just passive income.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can get into franchise one of those now, but it's like...
Oh, I wouldn't think, yeah.
I think they've done a good job, like, limiting where they are so there's a demand for them. Like, if they put two or three in every city right off the bat, it wouldn't be as exclusive a thing.
No, and you can tell how much fun it is because the last three times I've been in Vegas, we stayed at Hooters, but we had to go by Topgolf to get to the convention center. Yeah. And I'm talking like a Thursday evening when there's so much to do in Vegas, where there's gambling shows. The place was packed in Vegas.
Yeah. The one here is
You would think, why would you put one in Vegas? There's so much to do in Vegas. Who's going to go hit golf balls?
People are driving by on 40 going, it's a golf ball.
Yeah.
They get mad if you hit it over the net. Doug, when I play golf, I always clean my ball with my mouth. By about hole 11, my ball is drunk.
That might be the most outrageous thing you've ever said, is that people are putting golf balls
in their mouth. I said I saw one guy. But you do see people just, you know, they're on the green and they don't have their towel. They lick the dirt off or they lick their hand and then do it. So you're still putting your thumb that has been grabbing the ball and your putter and your club all day and licking that and then doing the ball.
Stop licking your finger.
So
Cletus spits on his hands.
Yeah, he doesn't want to get grips. He just would soon have his grips are like ice. I'd rather spit on my hand.
I thought you enjoyed a gentleman with strong hands.
I expect him when I see it go into the tent.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, you find yourself with a curious hand in your loin.
Oh. Think about that, Doug. And also, while you're there, think about stratum structural systems. Hot weather coming could really affect your foundation. You're going to want to call stratum structural systems.
When the weather gets hot in St. Louis, people can have issues with their foundation. And that's where stratum structural systems comes into play. The company I have worked with, Matt Ford, Brett Groman, and their incredible staff took great care of me, and that is why I recommend them to you. Their number is 314-620-8153 or online at stratumrepair.com. And here's the thing. They're local. So think local. Think Stratum. They're in Chesterfield, Missouri, and they are in Columbia, Illinois. And it's not only foundation repair, it's also waterproofing. So if you are dealing with water in your basement, make sure you go to stratumrepair.com and you talk with Matt Ford and Brett Groman. Let them know you're a TMA listener. You get $100 off your repair project when you call 314-620-8153. It's Stratum Structural Systems for foundation repair and for waterproofing. It's Stratum. Think local. Think Stratum. 314-620-8153 or go online at stratumrepair.com.
Stratum Structural Systems. All right, that's going to close out our appliance discounters. 8 o'clock hour coming up next. We get the Maggie O'Brien's 9 o'clock hour. We'll have the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week, and we'll also have the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. The August standings are as follows, Chris. The JV Golf Coach has two wins.
Dork.
830 Recreator has a win.
Dork.
Kevin Miller has a win.
Weirdo.
Who is going to be the fifth winner? Or I'm sorry,
none of them are winners.
The fourth winner, or can we have a repeat winner? Fifth winner of the month. I guess you'll have to wait and find out. Well, it'd be about 44 minutes until we find out.
Hey, should we all write down what we think Ken is going to throw from a velo standpoint?
Okay, we could do that.
Is there a floor for the Jugs gun? Like, no, I'm like, being serious.
Will it not pick up one number?
I mean, yeah. I don't.
Probably under 20, it won't pick it up.
Okay.
He's not going to throw it under 20.
Well, those radar, they'll pick up slow speeds. If you're driving a car, it'll tell you if you're going real slow. Right.
Closest to the pin.
Do you have that pen that I threw to you, Chris?
I do.
Toski, shout out to Mizzou.
I'm going to say he'll get a little closer than you think because I don't think 68 is throwing the ball very hard.
But you've been confident in Nagy. You're just saying that 68 isn't that fast.
I've seen him swing a golf club. I'm trying to picture him throw this ball, and I think it's going to look like a
like old school Gibson kind of windup.
Yeah, I'm assuming he's played a little bit of baseball.
Yeah, softball, but probably something. Not in 30 years.
50 years ago, four score ago.
Yeah. I'm just concerned that he hasn't bothered to warm up or practice or get the arm
or
going.
Stretch, a little bit. The slightest.
Yeah. Well, he's such a disciplined man. Yeah.
I would have thought he would have trained just a wee bit on for this. But the fact that he hasn't even thrown one ball yet,
But he brought in those slick numbers.
Who's on the front?
Leonard Coleman.
Liz Coleman.
Signed by Calvin Coolidge.
All right, that's going to close our appliance discounters 8 o'clock hour. We'll continue this discussion on the other side of the break. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After, live from the Michelob Ultra Studios.